Okay, can you start by telling me who you are and who you're here representing?
I'm Sarah Lynn Vinacana, and I'm here representing myself.
Okay. Can we go a little further down? It's kind of still kind of noisy. And what's the purpose of the protest today?
So we have people up there right now that are trying to protect the Churai village.
Okay.
The Churai Ancestral Society, California Coastal Conservancy, Attorney Ralph Faust, and the Yurok tribe have all written opposition letters to this project and asked that the Memorial Lighthouse not be moved over the 15, 20 feet on and continue to keep on the bluff. And the Civic Club has decided to go forward with this project anyway, and the City of Trinidad is fine with it. The City of Trinidad is obligated to protect the cultural resources and the Churai study area, which is located around and adjacent to the Civic Club's property. They're obligated to under the Churai Management Plan. That's their highest obligation on this bluff. And instead, they have granted this emergency permit and have removed a stop work order and have given this a green light. The problem with the project, as is that according to SHN's report, that the moving it over that 15 feet does not take it out of danger. It just puts it off. It kicks the can down the road, and it'll begin to fail there too. And they won't move this until it starts to fail. Like, according to them, when I just talked to Patty Fleshner a few minutes ago, I asked her why they can't just take it and store it somewhere until a permanent location can be found. And then there won't be an impact to the bluff. It won't endanger the Churai village site. Like, it'll be, you know, good all the way around. Everything is saved and protected, right? And she said that nobody in the community has stepped up and given them, like, volunteered to give them a place. And I'm like, well, the community isn't responsible for locating it. And I asked her if they had taken any steps to try to procure a place themselves, and she didn't have an answer for that.
She's with the Civic Club?
This is her, yeah.
Okay.
This is her project. And she said that she can't, you know, like, I'm just asking that we think of the whole bluff and we think of long-term stability for everything that's around here. We're not saying don't save the lighthouse. We think that that's important. We're just saying to save everything. We don't have to do a negative impact to the entire bluff because it's only temporary there.
And what's your connection to the land and the lighthouse?
I'm a lineal descendant by documentation.
Okay.
So, the Axel Lindgren Memorial Trail, that's named after my grandfather.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you.